Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Elaine Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, for the past year, we have been proving with weekly case histories that these chronic ailments can indeed be cured with the NBE method. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of the disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150.
Good morning. Welcome again to another episode of Freedom from Pain. Of course, our main purpose of the program is to prove that chronic degenerative ailments, high blood pressure, chronic pain, migraine, colitis, allergy, asthma, all can be cured. And we have been proving it week after week after week. I want to go straight to my first patient that's on the line, guest on the line right now. He is working for me at my home. Benny is a very good electrician. And he was so sick that he hardly can keep his regular job prior to our treatment. Let's have Benny share the line. Share his story. Hi, Benny.
Hi, Dr. Tong.
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah. First of all, can you tell our listeners what do you do and where are you from?
I am an electrician. I work for the water district. I live at Menifee, close to Rancho, California, Temecula.
Yeah, I got to tell people that you are really a sharp and very meticulous electrician. You are very, very smart, and I'm very happy that you're helping me with my home at this moment. But can you tell us how long have you been sick and what kind of illnesses were you having?
Yeah, I've been having some. My diabetes has been. I don't know if I was. It's uncontrollable, and
how many years were you a diabetic?
I've been diabetic diagnosed 11 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I've been taking medications, and then 2 years later, I've been having some complications like fatigue and lightheadedness, and I could barely do my job, you know, and.
Yeah, panic attacks.
Panic attack, that's one of the biggest problems also.
Yes.
So even I'm doing my job or driving somewhere else, I'm going to get a panic attack right away, and you don't know what to do, you know.
And you told me that yeah, several times that you got your boss take you home and your co-worker took you home. Is that correct?
Several times, they did that. I'm in the middle of somewhere doing my work, and then all of a sudden it's panic attack or lightheadedness comes in, or fatigue comes in, and you can't do any more work, so they have to bring you home. And I think, I remember that was 3 times they did to me.
Uh-huh. And were you ever disabled from your work?
Well, I almost went disability because I could hardly do my work, you know what I mean? Just coming in and out from the house, and I was really tired, you know? So my wife decided to, when she heard the, radio program, she said, why don't you try Dr. Tong? And that's what I did last year.
And what happened?
Since then, I've been doing much, much better. I used to run a lot, but 2 years ago, I wasn't able to do anything. But then after seeing you in 3 weeks, I was able to go back with my running shoes again. And at the same time, like what you said, I'm very meticulous electrician. That's the only talent I have. And
yes,
I was so depressed because I can't do any more work.
I see exactly what you mean, because I've been sick for a long time and with pain, and that never got me down. But then the depression and fatigue, three or four years ago, really got me down. And as soon as you get to the office, you want to go home. That is really depressing.
That's exactly what I feel when I'm still changing my clothes in the morning. I want to be tired, you know.
Yes, and then you cannot think mentally. You're not sharp, even though you know that that's not supposed to be that way.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's like you said, it's so depressing because you could hardly do your work.
Yes.
You know you can do it. You know you have the talent, but you could hardly do it.
Okay. Tell me how many medications were you taking?
Well, I'm taking, six medications.
Uh-huh. What are they for?
At the time before I came to see you.
What were they for? For diabetes?
I'm taking two medications for my diabetes.
Yeah.
That's glutathione and glucophage.
Yes.
And I'm taking medication also for anxiety.
Yes.
I'm taking medication for cholesterol.
Yes.
Medication for high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how is the blood pressure now?
Blood pressure is doing pretty well.
Okay, so
I stopped all those things.
When did we stop all your medication? Actually, you're still on one diabetic medication, right?
The very first week I came and see you, I stopped all medications except for my diabetes medication.
Yes.
And I gradually trimmed it off until it progresses to a more normal and stable level.
Yeah. So right now you're only taking
I'm only taking one medication.
Yeah. Sooner or later we'll get rid of that sooner or later. Now the reason why I want you to share a story, not only that you're getting better and better, and that you're doing some side job for me, and you're driving from Temecula, is that right?
Yeah, I'm driving from Temecula, and that's almost hour and a half drive.
Yeah. Twice a week on top of your normal work.
Okay. Except for my normal work, yes.
Yeah, before you could hardly even keep your normal work.
Absolutely.
Yes. One thing is that, tell us what happened when you eat the wrong kind of food.
Well, this is the thing, because I feel good, and just like everything is normal, so I eat like a normal person. I eat everything I want to eat, and all of a sudden, maybe a day or two, it keeps me with these anxiety or panic attack problems again, and that's why I keep on asking Dr. Tong, like, I have this kind of problem. And he said, did you eat the right food? And I said, well, I ate something spicy.
Yes.
A little bit spicy, but...
Yes, okay.
I learned every day that anything that's not good for the body is not the right nutrition, then you better not do it because you're not going to get well.
Yeah, like most Americans, we are too hot, too much spicy, hot food. Or acidic, okay? That is the single most important thing that that causes recurrent symptoms. And most doctors do not know this. They talk about calcium, they talk about vitamins. They never talk about the energetic part of it. And Benny was getting better, but got exacerbation over and over again. So most patients had to learn to do their part, to keep balance. And, you know, now that you're in balance, now how could you feel now? How much better you feel now, Benny?
I say about 75% to 85%. That's better.
Yes.
Can see.
At least you can not only do your own job, but do something extra. Okay. Benny and I are exchanging services because you know he's just so good. I have never met somebody who knows as much as he does, and because he's been doing it for like 20 some years. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, in any case, okay, just a little black pepper can throw him off. So most people had to do their part. Besides, we accept with balance. The patient had to learn how to keep it.
That's right.
Yes.
I remember the first day I came and see you, you asked me what kind of profession I'm doing, and I said I'm doing electrical work. And I remember my wife still remembers that. Well, I got a lot of electrical work for you.
Oh, did I say that already?
I said, well, I'd love to, but how can I do that? I can even go to work and do my own professional work, you know?
Yeah, I never really meant that to have you working for me, but I'm so happy now because you solved some of my toughest problems there in my home. But in any case, Benny, thanks very much for being a guest. Now you can...
Thank you for putting me in again, Rector.
Yes, thank you very much. Okay, and have a nice weekend, okay? Anyway, for those people who had chronic fatigue, anxiety attacks, depression, and diabetes, all these different ailments, they're only symptoms. They can be cured. Okay, eventually I'll get Benny off this one tiny pill that he still had to take to keep the sugar down. And the cure takes two parts, as we're trying to explain to you. I reverses the disharmony and we establish harmony from the patient. The patient needs to learn the different lifestyles, dietary changes to keep balance. Okay, so cure, nobody can cure anything, no doctor can cure anything by himself. The patient had to do the permanent cure. Just like you take a car to a car mechanic, you can never get the car fixed permanently. You have to learn what kind of oil, gasoline, and how to take care of the car to keep, maintain the car in good shape. So it's a partnership between the doctor and patients, and most physicians today do not understand that. For those people who have the same kind of problem, call in at 714-556-8664 to make an appointment. We are here today until to make an appointment until 2 o'clock. And if you have any question, call in the show at 800-227-5278 or call my office for a free short phone consultation during the week. Now let's get to our second guest, Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hello, Doctor. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Doing fine.
Tell us what you do and where are you from?
Well, I'm from Southern California. I'm from Laguna Niguel.
Yes.
And
what kind of work do you do?
Well, I finished my 4-year degree and I took a job that was kind of beneath me, but I really enjoyed the people I worked with. It was for a cable company.
Yes.
And unfortunately, I had fallen with a ladder after about 10 months of working with the company.
Mm.
And I got up, and it's a 70-pound ladder, so I kind of shook it off, and I was sore, but, you know, I figured, well, take some Epsom salt baths and take some MSM, and I'll be fine. And I say I never really got an improvement, and about 4 months later, after a couple of other little happenings that happened with some doors that were on springs that hit me in the head, I didn't really control. All of a sudden, about 3 months later, 4 months later, I woke up and I couldn't move. I had to have my set of twins help me out of bed.
How long ago was that?
That was over a year and 2 months ago.
Hmm. And what kind of, what do you do? You go see a doctor, or what do you do?
Well, I went and saw a doctor, and of course, they conceded to giving me Vicodin and muscle relaxers and like Motrin-type substances.
Yeah, did they help?
Not really.
Mm-hmm.
What had happened would put me more in a spaced-out area.
Yes.
And raising two, a set of twins that are teenagers, a parent cannot be spaced out.
Exactly. Yes. So, how many doctors have you tried, and how many drugs have you tried? And what else did you try? What kind of other treatments?
Physical therapy. I've been through approximately 8.5 months of physical therapy.
Yeah, how much did they help? Did they help?
There was times that would help, and the traction would be nice, but then I did get about a month's reprieval back in June, but that was also, that's when I first started seeing you.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting shots and doing that, and I did go on my first, 30-minute walk, which for me was wonderful because I've had this sciatic pain running down both my legs.
Yes.
And,
but the relief, was it from our treatment or was it from the physical therapy? That you were doing it both at the same time?
Both at the same time. It was kind of a complementary type of thing, but then when I haven't had any physical therapy since July.
Yes.
And I stopped seeing you, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started seeing you again because I was...
Because you had insurance
tired
problem.
Of taking, like, these aspirin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And because I reached into my cupboard to get a cake mix, and I hit my hand and I started bleeding profusely. It took about 6 hours to really stop the bleeding, and I just said, I can't do this to my body anymore.
Yes. Tell us, how much have you improved since you've seen us?
Well, since I've seen you, I have to say, I'm able to walk and move around. I'm more mobile without the pain.
Yes.
I still have the pain, but I mean, it's like night and day compared to where I was, because all I wanted, I was so depressed because I couldn't, there was no light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You were very depressed, I remember.
Very depressed.
Yes. My treatment, as I've explained to you, actually treat the mental structure.
Right.
It's the mind that control the body. Yes. And what else have you improved? You have pain in the abdomen.
All right.
Three herniated discs.
Yes.
No concentration. How is the concentration now?
Well, it's getting better.
Much better, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You say graying your hair. Did that help you at all?
Pardon?
Your graying or hair? Your hair get gray?
My graying stopped.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that's one of the, I'm sorry, but I'm vain, you know, and being a woman, but it's just like, oh my God, I haven't been able to exercise, and it's actually very frustrating when your body, I've been active all my life.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I saw your history right now, the wrinkling more rapidly, and your wrinkling had really improved.
I told you that.
Yeah, you know, you look a lot younger than the first time I saw you. And I know that, you know, people may not believe it, but you get that energy we call qi, your light in your system.
Right.
The qi open up circulation, and that's what gives you the best complexion.
Well, that's correct, doctor. And I have to say, like I went to a Chinese food restaurant yesterday with my mother, and I know I had some hot, garlic and
ewer
inside a wonderful fish dish.
Yes.
And as soon as I bit into it, I knew I shouldn't be eating it, but it tasted so good.
Yes.
But that too is, you know.
Did that affect you? Did you feel worse this morning?
Yes, I actually last night, I went to bed with my hot pad and put my stimulator on me and fell asleep.
Yes. Here's a point. Everybody say garlic is so good. It's not good for a lot of people who have a lot of heat. It's only good for people who are colder or neutral. And so a lot of things you read, you know, is really not correct.
I have to concede that I did a big boo-boo, but it just tasted so good.
Later on, you will be able to do it after we get you all balanced out. How's the constipation?
Much improved, and I have to say, I went through months and months without knowing, and finally I went to a doctor before I went to you, and I had talked to the nurse, and I said, you know, she goes, well, is there any other symptoms? And I said, yes. It's just really hard. I have to take that digestive winter's tea, the clean out. And she said, well, honey, that's normal when you have some herniated discs. And I had, no one ever told me. I had, you know. And so I have to say, since I've been having your treatment, thank God, that's in the past.
See? All the symptoms are all related. You cannot just treat one thing at a time. You cannot go to an orthopedic surgeon and treat your three herniated discs. You cannot go to a GI doctor and treat your abdominal pain, your eyesight problem, graying of the hair, I mean, lack of concentration. You go to a psychiatrist. That is really a joke, you know. One doctor who knows about how the mind and body works can get rid of all the symptoms by balancing your body as a whole. And eventually, and then, you know, tomorrow we're going to come to your home and do the feng shui for you. And
by all means.
Yeah, I know that's going to help you because you have talked to Diane, which we will get her on the show to share what we have done for her, because it's just too good to be true what she told us, no?
Well, I spoke to her too. That's why I said yes, and I do believe in the energy.
It's the same thing that we do to your body that I'll be doing for your home. But in any case, thanks very much for sharing your story with us. We'll follow you up later on and see when you're completely pain-free. Okay?
That would be lovely.
Yeah, thank you very much, okay?
Bye-bye, dear.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, for those people who had the same kind of symptoms, you heard the story. Physical therapy really do not help most of the time. If they help, they don't last long enough. Okay? They are effective, but not very effective. Of course, drugs only treat the symptom. Even if it helps, you're getting worse. You like painting over water stains that never treat the leak. The leak will continue to rot the system. The underlying disease that caused the pain will continue to rot the system if you keep taking drugs. The side effect of the drugs will add insult to injury and make your problem worse. Let's get our last guest. We have something educational to share. Julie, can we get Julie on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Dr. Tong.
How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good, thank you.
Okay, tell us what you do and where you're from.
I'm from Anaheim, California.
And what kind of work do you do?
I'm a retail marketing for a mortgage company.
Wow, okay. Tell us what kind of sickness did you come to see me for? How long you been sick?
Well, I've been sick with a sinus problem for at least 3-4 months before, real severe before I got to you. Well, I had small symptoms before.
Mm-hmm.
And I developed a strep throat and went into a chronic sinus condition, which they gave me two antibiotics, and the last one, which was the big bomb, was a Cipro,
mm-hmm.
which also gave me a fungus condition underneath my breast.
Yes. I now remember, yes.
Yes, and so...
Did antibiotic help your sinus problem?
Well, it cleared it up temporarily, but I was still couldn't breathe. I was having difficulty breathing. Your treatments, it cleared it up 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing very well with that. And
so how long have you been able to not need any medication for your sinus problem?
Well, since I started coming to you, I haven't used anything. Well, I'm not much of a medicine taker anyway.
Good for you. Medicine. You're smarter. So the candida, the fungal infection will also clear up too, right?
Yes, that cleared up, and I presume I still have some in somewhere in the body, but not in that particular area where I can see it.
Yes.
And so.
Okay. How about your back pain, your toe pain, and your anxiety?
Okay, the anxiety is better. It might be up recently because of finding out that I do have a mass on the breast.
Yes.
And they want to do a biopsy on me, which I've been reluctant to do.
Yes.
Because I had heard that by putting the needle in there and when you aspirate it, it can leak out into the other tissues.
Yes.
And I'm not willing to do any of the follow-up treatments such as chemo and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm... up in the air about that. And,
yes. As you were talking yesterday, okay, I advise that you go ahead and do the biopsy, at least to find out that whether that is malignant or benign.
Mm-hmm.
It's a false concept that you aspirate the cancer will leak out in the blood, okay? It's really a false concept. Blood supply are all connected. So the cancer cells are in total connection with the rest of the body through blood supplies. So by puncturing it, even if it leaks to other places, the cancer cell would not survive. Here's an analogy, okay? Cancer is like a riot. A riot in a society occurs only because the balance of the society is ruined. Like, let's say you have a traffic jam that's not fixed for 5, 6, or 7 months or 2 years, okay? When people got to be very hungry, okay, they'll go out and riot. Long enough. If the rest of the country is all balanced out and the law enforcement good, let's say some of the rioters happen to travel out of that area, they become normal citizens again. They cannot survive. They cannot start another riot. Nobody will join them. So it's a completely an invalid fear. Another thing is like, for instance, okay, we got streptococcus bacteria in our throat, but everybody got that. Only the person who is health out of balance that gets strep throat. Those streptococci will multiply when the environment in the throat are ruined. So you should not be afraid to go ahead and do the biopsy. But you are absolutely correct. Chemotherapy and radiation have no place to treat cancer. You don't use cancer is a toxic state. Those are the most toxic poisons. And cancer is an immune deficient state. You don't use any drug that attack the immune system to treat an immune deficient state. The only thing I agree on is removing the cancer with surgery. Okay? It's like a headquarter. You take out the cancer, the body will take a lot less energy to manage the health. Is this tumor in the same breast, right, that you had a fungal infection, correct?
Yes.
See? Here's the point, all right? You already have your radiance that bring in the life energy that keeps circulation blocked in the first place. And that is actually attached to connect to your sinus problem. So they're all related. So in that area, it's not very, very balanced in the first place. That's why sooner or later, if you keep taking the sinus medication and fungal medication and antibiotics, you ignore the underlying circulation that's disrupted. Okay? Our treatment is still the best choice, but if you're a malignant tumor, we should combine it with surgical removal of the mass of tumor so that we don't have to deal with so many cancer cells. But the most important thing is get the energy, the Chinese call qi, which is, in Western sense, is your life, your mental healing energy into that area to open up the circulation and balance your body. The heat, the cold, the dry, the moist, the acid, the alkaline, and so forth. When the area is balanced, the cancer cell become normal. You don't have to destroy the cancer cell. You just get the body in balance.
That makes sense,
right?
Yes. Yeah. And I'm noticing I'm having a lot of problems just on my right side. Like, well, my liver's congested right now, and I took the X-ray, and that is showing a very congested liver.
Yes.
And you were already treating me for liver, kidney, spleen, gallbladder.
Yes.
Before I went to get the test.
Yes.
So, and it takes, and I understand it takes time to clear all that.
Yes. And I want to bring another message to all our patients today, because we are taking so many drugs and so much poison, and the world is not very conducive to health. Everybody should be followed by their own regular doctor to do the regular checkup, even though they are not preventive. They do early detection. So when you get a tumor that can be removed, that is still worth doing all those kind of things. But anyway, Julie, thank you for sharing your story. If anybody have any questions, please call in at my office during the weekdays, and I'll give you a free consultation. Thanks very much, Julie. Have a nice weekend. Anyway, one more message I want to tell you is this. Even though chronic disorder can be cured, we cannot be cured by suppressing symptoms, such as using drugs or surgery, okay? You have to treat the underlying source of problem. Underlying cause of problem has to do with the mind and spirit. And the mind and spirit is really your true self. But anyway, we are running out of time. Please join us next Saturday again, same station, and have a nice weekend. Bye.